The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the former Irish international and Lion, Shane Byrne, is with me, placing his favourite read up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. Shane, it's good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. And yourself?
I'm not too bad. We saw each other recently at the Great Pink Run.
Yes, been very energetic people we were.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a great day.
Yeah. Miserable day. Got thousands of people turned up.
We didn't get long to talk because I was under pressure because I had two young lads with me who had to beat the girls in their class. That was the main objective of the day. Yeah, exactly.
And as well, I was shuffling along a bit. You've been a lanky, thin bloke. You know, my little stumpy legs were only barely.
Well, you were tired. You were tired from the Lions tour.
Oh, well, that's it. Yeah. Let's run with that.
Yeah,
well,
that's what we'll go with. From all the golf you played on the Lions tour.
And the festivities the night before as well probably didn't help as well.
Was this a difficult thing to do, to pick a single book? Or as soon as somebody says, what's your favourite book, do you absolutely, you've got one in mind? I know what it is.
What is it? It's Lord of the Rings. Because, look, it's fantastic. I've read it a couple of times and a few times, actually. But more so for the reason behind it, I read it to the kids as they were growing up, which, as you can imagine, takes a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, I have twin daughters. And so they, you know, it literally, the guts of a year, I'd say, to read it. Because, like, by the time, you know, you'd start reading it and you'd look at them, one of them is asleep, so you got to stop and keep going. And then but the great thing about the book is, look, there's a reason why it's so famous. The movies, everybody knows and everything like that. But the book really grabs you in. And it was gas to see the two of them, even though they were so young, they were totally enthralled with it and really wanted to know, you know, what was going on, which actually led to a really awkward bit. Because do you remember in the movies when Frodo is poisoned by Shelob?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you think he could be dead.
Mm.
And you find out pretty soon afterwards that he's not dead.
Yeah.
He's all right. Well, in the books, that's about four chapters.
Yeah.
Before you find that out. So the kids were absolutely devastated that something
had happened.
They
thought the protagonist had been killed.
Something had happened to Frodo. So, like, I was, oh my God, trying to read it as quickly as I could, trying to get through it. Watching these absolutely devastated kids and not being able to tell them, like, they haven't seen the movies at that stage, and not being able to tell them that, no, he's grand.
So, what age were you when you read it first?
Were you I would have been in school. Yeah. Like I've always been a reader. I'm never not reading a book or something. You know, whether it's even just something simple to go to sleep with at night.
Yeah.
You know, when the book hits you on the head as you're falling asleep.
Oh yeah.
And always reading something. So like the first time probably I was introduced to that world, like I love that heroic fantasy and all that escapism that comes from those kind of writers. And there was a guy, James O'Brien, in school, who was in school with, I think it was him who introduced me to the book. And obviously, it's a pretty blooming daunting book the first time you see it.
Yeah.
And then when I realised you could break it down into three, and there were three, it looked more manageable and got through it. The first time reading at school, probably about fourth and fifth year in school.
Yeah.
And just brilliant. Like, there's a reason. You know, there's a reason why it is as famous as it is.
And did you then become immersed in that world? Did you then read The Hobbit or the Silmarillion?
Silmarillion.
Did you read all of those?
No, it was a long time later when I read The Silmarillion.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's hard going.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of facts and he is begot of such and such and going back to, and you're like, oh my God. And so trying to keep a track on that is pretty, pretty hard going. But I've read all his writing and stuff at this stage. And like, you know, the fact that everything like elves and everything like that were basically he invented them and he invented the world and he went off. He's telling the story in his book, but yeah, he went off and created a whole backstory and a whole language and spelling and everything for everything like that.
Yeah.
Just adds to the depth of what it is.
I don't know. Have you listened to the rest of his history, the two lads talking about this?
Yes.
About, you know, about how Tolkien had, he was fascinated by, you know, folkloric history and the fact that the English kind of lost their folkloric history because of kind of successive invasions, Angles and Saxons, and Celts, then Britons, then Angles and Saxons, then Normans, well, Vikings, then Normans.
Yeah.
And he tried to invent it, essentially, what he was
doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to reinvent it, absolutely. And like that was all, it was all about, you know, England and Ireland and all about the ancient Celtic history and the Tudaidana and everything like that. It's all, just the similarities are right the way through all his writings, and he, in many of his letters that he's written about that, is like he calls it out directly.
Yeah.
He says that that's part of what's missing, he says, from English history.
When you were reading the book then to your twin daughters, did you sing the Tom Bambadil parts?
No.
You did. Go on. You had to have. No. Did you put on voices for the characters at least?
I did. There was a bit of voicing going on for the characters. All right. I had to differentiate in between the two. But the truth, geez, the loads of them. But absolutely. But like, it'll always hold something. And it was a big meaty book with lovely leather bound with the pictures and
stuff
in it. I deliberately got something like that.
Could you see yourself going back and reading it again at some point in the future?
I'd love to have that kind of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I'd have, you know, as much time left to read it. The way I read now is that I get so little time to do it, where it literally is just a bit of alone time, seldom comes along. So it's reading at night and things like that. You know, that's really what I like. But like, it put me onto that track of those kind of writers that I went after. Like I read all sorts of stuff, like, you know, I'm mad into the stars and everything to do with the universes and everything like that. So very interested in anything like that. But I always revert back to the historical fantasy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we always allow honourable mention of other books.
Yeah.
You know, that it's difficult to always just pick one or put one book out, although you were very quick to pick Lord of the Rings by Tolkien. Yeah. But what other books would you mention?
Well, my favourite writer isn't Tolkien. It's a guy called David Gemmell.
Oh, yeah?
He has just some fantastic books. He's a very famous one called Legend. If any people are into that kind of, those kind of novels, everyone would have heard of that. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago. But literally every book he wrote was a master at that fabled kind of, and really drawing you into the characters and just making it that you were immersed in that world for that little space of time when you're reading the book.
Yeah.
But Legend, and his the character was called Druss, and it's just an absolutely fantastic character and you know, just a wonderful bit of escapism to be able to go through it. And it's great to read a book that can stir things in you know, that you're able to, you know, get involved in it and the emotions that they're going through at the time on the book.
Did you ever read any of the Terry Pratchett books?
All of them.
All the Discworld novels and that?
Yeah, I have every one of them.
Yeah?
I keep all my books. I never throw a book out.
Oh, so you're not a Kindle reader. You buy the actual books.
God, that's ridiculous. I have every single book I've ever read.
Yeah.
And it's all, I have a wee library. And my wife goes insane because I'm a hoarder of the...
Are they categorised?
Alphabetically, yeah.
Are they?
By the writer.
By the writer, okay. Yeah.
I made my kids do it one day.
You made the kids sort them out?
I made them sort them out.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So
it must take up a fair bit of room.
It is, yeah. No, the whole two walls in the office are all taken up for it.
Yeah.
And get several layers. But the it's great because you end up, you know, you'd be on the phone and you'd be just looking up and you go, God, gee, that was a brilliant book. And you take it down, you leave it there and you go, right, I'm going to read that again. And it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And the Discworld novels are fantastic.
So you
in the bizarreness, they're brilliant.
I've never read a Discworld novel. I've never read any of them.
God's yeah. Are you one of these no imagination people?
No. I love Lord of the Rings and that as well. And do you know what? I tried to read a Discworld novel when I was too young. I remember they used to come around, you know, the mobile library had come around to school. And I took out a Discworld novel because I thought it'd be up my street. And actually, I couldn't get my head around it. I was too young at the time.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that put me off, gave me a bad taste of the Discworld experience.
I know, that's a pity, because you should revisit it.
Yeah.
The Colour of Magic, I'd recommend that. That's a good start.
Yeah.
There's a few of them.
So do you enjoy the movie versions then of The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, like, obviously, if you're... Not one of these purists who gives out. To hell with that, for God's sake. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, the movies are fantastic. And you know yourself that, like, you know, no matter who you are, if you're flicking through and you don't know what to watch and there's a Lord of the Rings movie, you'll settle on that for a while because even though you know what's coming up, but they're just so bloody good.
Why didn't the Eagles just fly them into Mordor, Shane?
It wasn't about that thing. It's a danger. We could debate that forever.
Anyway, listen, Pride of Place up on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. You know, it's been mentioned by a couple of other people as well. We're big fans of it. Michael McDougall, former Attorney General, former leader of the PDs, big fan of Lord of the Rings. And Richard Boyd Barrett.
Of
People Before Profit, big Lord of the Rings fan as well. So you could have a little book club, the three of you.
Absolutely.
There you are. There's an idea for you. Shane, listen, it's been a pleasure. Yeah. Thanks for a minute for popping into the studio. Shane Byrne, former Irish international, former Lion, of course, as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.